So for me, I think the biggest thing that I've walked away with is that I get to be free. I get to be free, and I get to be free now from all of the things that I perceive are holding me back. And I just have been having a lot of realizations around how powerful, in a limiting way, our perceptions are.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch Podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch. So it's been a hot minute since we have had a monologue style podcast. Been having some really epic interviews as of late and hope that you have been enjoying them. They've been some of my favorites that I've done on the podcast. But I wanted to get on today and just riff a little bit about what's been happening for me in my life over the last month. I've been experiencing a lot of growth and expansion, and I wanted to just share some of my reflections and thoughts with you about this journey that I've been on. So I don't really know that this podcast is actually going to have a theme. It's probably going to be a series of themes or, well, hopefully inspirational ideas and really just a little look into what I'm going through right now and what I'm experiencing. And I know that when I share that and I share that openly and vulnerably and transparently, that I get more opportunity to resonate with you as the listeners of this podcast. And I get more opportunity to serve, sometimes even at a level that I'm not fully aware of. If you've been following me for a while, you know that I'm often talking about how we have no concept of the ripple that we're making in the world. And it's really not for us to know. When we have a message that's important for us to share, and when we are living a life divinely guided, and we have made the decision to surrender our free will to the will of the divine, like I have, it's really just about showing up and sharing the message and not worrying about what the impact of that message is going to be and not worrying about the ripple effect of that message. Because if we reach one person, we've done our job. But so often that ripple is so much greater than we can imagine. And I have a little bit of resistance to sharing some of what I'm going to be sharing today because it is quite personal to me and it is quite vulnerable. And I sometimes like to insulate myself and hide the very personal parts of my journey because sometimes I just feel like I want something for myself as well. But it really felt like it was important to share this. And that's obviously because there's somebody out there that needs to hear it or to hear part of the message that's going to come through today. So bear with me while I perhaps ramble on a little bit, but there's some things that I definitely want to share with you. So I have been on a 7-week ceremonial journey with my husband. We made a commitment this year to really dive deeper into our intimate and personal relationship and really work on expanding that and just really stepping into deeper levels of intimacy and really improving our communication between each other. So one of the things you should know about me is that literally the last 4 years of my life, you know, January comes around and I set my goals and objectives for the year. And every year they've been about my business and they've been financially driven and motivated. And it's been about making money and creating generational wealth and creating a really strong and stable financial foundation for me and my family. And so when 2021 rolled around, you know, 2020 was one of the best years of my life and financially the best year of my life. And it was such an incredible year in that way. It was my 8 year in numerology. It was my 8 personal year. So it was the year of abundance, and it certainly played out that way. And as I stepped into 2021, full of gratitude for what the journey has brought me over the last several years, I decided that I really wanted this year to be about two things. One, well, three things really. One, my physical health, my physical body and my physical health. I really wanted to take that next level. My relationship with my husband and my relationship with my children. So that really has been my focus this year. And that's been quite triggering for me, because as I've stepped into really focusing on those areas of my life, the other aspects of my life, my business, finances, and money, it slowed down a little bit. And that's okay. Like, it's not, there's nothing wrong with that, right? But for me, for somebody like me, the wealth witch, right? But somebody like me who, you know, is really, really vested in creating those financial foundations for my family, it's been a little bit triggering for me. And I've certainly wanted to like pull away from the goals and objectives that I've set for myself in the other areas as I've perceived, and we're going to be talking about perceptions a lot in this podcast, but as I've perceived that my business has been slowing down a little bit. And that's really fascinating, because if I actually look at what's happening in my business, it's on an upwards trajectory and I'm doing better this year than I did last year, but my perceptions are that I'm not, because I'm not focusing on it. So again, we're going to get to perceptions in a minute, but I wanted to give you a little bit of backstory about sort of where I am and where I've been going. So this ceremonial journey that I'm taking with my husband was one of the things that I chose to step into to facilitate the goals and objectives that I set for myself in my relationship with my husband. It came about because a very good friend of ours had been working with this incredible shaman here in Ubud in her personal life and in her relationship with her husband, and had some really, really epic results. And so we chose to enter into this 7-week ceremonial journey with this shaman. And it is part plant medicine ceremonies, part tea ceremonies, and really, really focused on coming into presence through individual sovereignty. And then as a result of coming into presence and really finding that individual sovereignty, coming back together in the relationship in a way that we can really, truly be supportive of each other and of each other's goals and dreams and visions. And so it's been a really incredible experience so far. It's been hugely transformative. I had 2 personal one-on-one healing sessions with this shaman, the first of which focused on clearing out the ancestral karma in both my maternal and paternal lines, which was quite intense for me. My father passed away a couple of years ago, and so there was some healing that took place and happened there between him and I, and also between him and his father, and then clearing some stuff out of that line that was really, really powerful for me. And then the second healing session, we actually went into and healed all the traumas from all of my past relationships. So it ended up being like a 5-hour healing session. It was really intense. And when I came out of that healing session, I really went into insulation mode. And I've sort of stayed there and been there since that healing session, which was about 3.5 weeks ago. And I've just wanted to like hibernate and hide in my room. And I haven't really been showing up much online. I haven't really been showing up much really anywhere. I've been in this sort of like cocoon mode. It's interesting, like this metaphor of like the cocoon and the butterfly, it keeps coming to me because I almost really feel like I'm liquefying at some level and I'm getting ready to emerge out of this cocoon as an entirely different being than who I was when I went in. So we also did a plant medicine ceremony together, my husband and I, not last weekend, but the weekend before. And that was really, really amazing and really, really difficult. I really believe that it was the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life. And there were moments during that ceremony that I thought I was going to die. And certainly parts of me did die. There were moments in that ceremony where I thought I couldn't go on. It was extremely challenging for me. And the other side of it has been just a little over a week, well, almost a week and a half of just realizations and things dropping in that have been so powerful for me in just how I want to do life, how I want to show up from places of alignment, looking at my perceptions and my projections, and really being on this journey of coming into presence and staying in presence throughout the day, which is very challenging for me because my mind is always going a mile a minute. I have several businesses. I always have a million things going on, and it's been really challenging. So that's a little bit of the backstory of where I am. So now we are in several weeks of reflection and doing tea ceremonies. And I had another incredible healing yesterday with another healer that the shaman recommended to me. And so I'm just deep in my own individual process right now. If you know me, you know that I am very, very careful about going into processes and that I choose very carefully what I'm going to do during the year, because for me, it's very important that I keep a balance of personal development and personal work and also being able to show up and function in my day-to-day life. I'm obviously a businesswoman, a business owner, a mother, a wife. I have a lot on. And so I'm very careful about what I commit to as far as my own personal development and growth. And so I did a couple of things last year. It's typically only a couple of things a year that I commit to. And so this really is my big thing this year. And we'll see what happens and what comes of this. But this has been really the most intense personal healing I feel like I've done. And I've done a lot. And so, you know, I think the journey is going to continue to unfold. But I wanted to share with you some of the realizations that I've had thus far and some of the shifts that I'm going to be making as a result of those realizations.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right. Just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time, so click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me, so do the thing. Now back to the podcast.
So the first thing I think is that I had an even deeper realization around something that I teach on, and that is this idea of that we don't have to fall apart on the back of having deep personal expansion or spiritual growth or going through intense processes. And so the really interesting thing about this was that I actually had to have the mini fall apart to step deeper into the realization that I didn't have to have that. You know, I think because this ceremony was so challenging for me while I was in the middle of it, I automatically stepped into this place of belief, programming, and conditioning, which as spiritual people, we all have. We literally are programmed and conditioned to believe that spiritual growth and expansion has to be hard and it has to be difficult and that we have to have a come apart on the other side of anything that is really powerful or transformative. It's almost like we have this idea that it can't be powerful or transformative unless we have a breakdown or a come apart. And so, you know, while I was in the middle of this ceremony, it was so challenging that when I came out of it, that programming and that conditioning kicked in. As even though I teach on this, even though in many ways, you know, in my own modality, especially emotional resonance clearing and in emotional clearing work and in some of the other work that I have done, I've broken through that programming and conditioning with this in particular, this plant medicine ceremony, that programming and conditioning hit me so hard. And so on the other side of the ceremony, I had a complete come apart. I had a 36-hour migraine. I was completely depleted. I felt like I went into adrenal fatigue. And at some level, it felt like adrenal crash. I just was really struggling for about a week afterwards. And today, as I was reflecting, I was journaling this morning and I was getting ready to do this podcast. And as I was reflecting on that, the light bulb went off and I just was like, wow, there it was again. Like there it was. It actually doesn't need to be hard to create transformation, but sometimes we have to step into that space of the fall apart and the come apart to actually remember how powerful we are as beings and how powerful we are as creators. The identities that we create are our realities. And this is really dropping in for me a lot right now around my health, because I have absolutely created this identity around my health that, you know, I had a baby late in life, my body broke down, which it did. I went into adrenal fatigue. I got frozen shoulder in both shoulders, autoimmune stuff going on. I've got hormonal stuff going on. And I have really embraced this identity of having a sick physical vessel. And the identity that I've embraced is the warrior that is trying to overcome the limitations of the physical body. And so I've spent the last couple of years like really working hard. And again, here's like the perception, right? Like, and this is my martyrdom, right? So this is the martyrdom complex coming in. It's like, I've been working so hard at fixing my physical vessel while I'm doing all the other things, while I'm being the businesswoman, while I'm being the mother, while I'm being the wife, I've been struggling with these physical issues that I've been warrioring through and working so hard on writing. And so as I was sitting there reflecting today, I was like, wow, this identity is holding me back. And it doesn't mean that I don't have physical things going on in my body. It doesn't mean that, you know, years and years of lack of proper care of my body and embracing every single fad diet that came out and eating in a way that wasn't healthy and fueled my body and, you know, sometimes not eating at all didn't wreak havoc on my physical vessel. It did. And, you know, it is taking some time to nurture and rejuvenate my body. But what I'm talking about here is the identity. This identity of needing to be this warrior to right my physical vessel is actually holding me back. This identity is keeping me in a place where I get a payoff or a reward from breaking through these perceived obstacles that I have. And so instead of just embracing the fact that I lived a certain type of lifestyle, there were consequences of that lifestyle, and now I'm in a place where I get to choose differently, and then really truly deciding to step into the powerful creator that I am to heal my body, I have been embracing an identity of being in a struggle with my physical vessel. And that just blew me away today because I was like, holy shit, I have literally locked onto this identity so strongly and so firmly that I didn't even realize how much it was limiting me or how much it was holding me back. Because truly those identities that we create for ourselves, they are our realities until we decide that they aren't anymore. As human beings, we love rules and we love frameworks because they give us labels and identities that box us in. And then when we're boxed in, we don't have to fully embrace our power. And you know, I love astrology and I love human design. And I am also really quick to remind people that these are frameworks for us to play inside. They're not there and they're not intended to dictate to us who we are. And I think we get lost in that a lot. I know I even do. It's like, oh, I'm a 5-1 projector. So that means I have to nap in the afternoon. That means that people project onto me. That means it's like I have all of these, there's all these identities that I've created around what it means to be a 5-1 projector. But if you look at me and you look at how I operate in my life, I don't operate like a projector. And so when we allow these identities that we create to limit us, that's the problem. And that's really, I guess, if this podcast had a theme, that would be what it is to how do we identify these identities that are holding us back and then choose to step into releasing those, deciding that we're not going to be limited by those identities that, you know, in some cases we've held our entire lives. The other thing that I was contemplating today is this idea of sovereignty. And this is a word that's getting thrown around the spiritual space a lot right now. It's something that's really important to me. It feels like it's something that's running through my field in a really powerful way right now, is a desire to be truly sovereign, a desire to step into my sovereignty. And I really believe that humanity right now, that this is our lesson, that in order to ascend as a collective, we have to stop trying to save everyone outside of ourselves. We have to actually come into the place of sovereignty and step into our personal power and our personal gifts. And it is actually through doing that, that then we are able to help the collective. Because if we're not in that place of sovereignty, if we can't come into a place of personal power, then we actually can't help the collective. So the thing I was reflecting on this morning is that, you know, to be sovereign means to be alone, at least some of the time. And to truly be sovereign, we have to be okay with being alone. We have to be comfortable with spending time with ourselves and discovering what we truly believe and think outside of the boxes and the frameworks and the identities that we've created to keep us playing small. And that can be really scary because we are tribal beings by nature. And so we actually like to be in the collective. We thrive off of interacting with each other. And we have been so programmed and so conditioned to be of service to each other and be of service to others and, you know, to not shine more brightly than the rest of the pack or the rest of the poppy field or the rest of the tribe. That idea of stepping into sovereignty and embracing our personal power can be quite daunting and it can be quite intimidating and it can feel lonely. So one of the assignments that I've been given during this 7-week ceremony is to take at least 24 hours a week and be alone, be by myself. So not with my family, not with my husband, just me alone with my thoughts, with my journal, with my writing, if I choose, and to disconnect from technology. So today is actually my first day, my first attempt. And I will tell you, it's been extremely difficult for me. And I haven't been completely technology free. One of the things I realized was that I did not record my podcast yesterday. So I needed to record my podcast today. And so, you know, I've been being kind to myself and been like, okay, baby steps, but I have largely disconnected from my business, from my family. And I've spent a lot of hours over the last, I guess, 12 to 15 hours alone and really just reflecting and really just tapping in and dialing into who I want to be and what I desire my current reality to be. So for me, I think the biggest thing that I've walked away with is that I get to be free. I get to be free and I get to be free now from all of the things that I perceive are holding me back. And I just have been having a lot of realizations around how powerful in a limiting way, our perceptions are. And, you know, our projections onto other people obviously are a result of our perceptions of who they are and who we are. But I've been looking at the ways that I desire to shift my business and the ways that I desire to step into greater states of alignment in all areas of my life. And what I've realized is my perceptions of even what my relationships are with the other people that work for me or work with me, or, you know, I'm in close personal relationship to, they limit me from actually being able to see what best serves not just me, but also them. And so I'm really like committing right now to myself that I actually deserve to be free. I deserve to be free of all of the perceptions that are holding me back, that I desire and deserve to have the best support in my business, that I desire and deserve to have an incredible relationship with my husband and an incredible relationship with my children and supportive relationships in my friendships that are mutually beneficial. And that any of the boxes that I have created to hold myself back from fully realizing the things that I desire, I get to now, in this moment, right now, decide to be free from them. And I get to look at the boxes that I've created for myself and the identities that I've created for myself as just that, boxes and identities that are limiting me, and I get to be expansive. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that's the gist of what I wanted to share today. I really want to encourage you to look at where the identities that you've created are holding you back and see if you can also make a decision that you get to be free from those right now, in this moment, because you're so worthy and you're so deserving of having everything that you desire in your life, especially freedom and especially sovereignty. So that's it. I love you all. Until next time, this is the Wealth Witch signing off to get off of technology and go back to enjoying my downtime and more reflection, and I'm sure more inspiration for podcasts to come. That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you are the most powerful creator in your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, signing off.